davening of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. As is well known, we change the davening significantly, both Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Asar Simrei Tshuva. And that is, there's a main theme that we begin called Malchus. 10 days we say Hamelach HaKadosh. On Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, we say Elokeinu V'Chasima is Elokeinu V'Elokei Avol Seinu Meloch Al Kol Olam Kulo B'Chvadach. Rule this world completely. Then we say, Ki ata Elokim Emes. You, our brothers, Baruch Hu, are Emes. And there are two separate Gersa also. One Gersa is Baruch Emes, and the other is Baruch Malkeinu Emes, for Kayim Lod. We say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Normally, on a Yontif, you say, Tar Levinu Lo Avdecha B'Yemes. And then we finish, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And we don't only change it from Kaddish Yisrael Hazman to Kaddish Yisrael V'Yom HaZikar. We add Melech HaKol Haaretz, Kato Lukim Emes, Dvoruch HaMalkeinu Emes. Dvoruch is a Melech, and the Midah of Melech is Emes. And Hashem Lukim Emes V'Levadu Emes. And if a person just would be Chosen, Baruch to Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, Chaim Pasch, and he has to go back. Because an intrinsic part, and the main theme of Rosh Hashanah, is Malchus, Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And Malchus, and without Malchus, you do not have the main theme of the Yom in the Baruch. Now, what does Malchus mean? So, basically, we have two brachos that will talk about Malchus. We have the Shemoneh Esrei begins, the normal Shemoneh Esrei begins, the first brachos Avos, second Vuros, the third is Kedushas Hashem. Avos, we finish Magen Avraham. Gvuros, we finish Machaya Emes. The third bracha during the year is Hakel HaKadosh. And then we have, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Hamelech HaKadosh. That's one bracha of Malchus. There's another bracha of Malchus, that bracha of Malchus, which we Melech al Kol Haaretz. Now, those are two very different concepts of Malchus. Hamelech HaKadosh talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remote from the world, distinct from the world. He's the Melech HaKadosh. There's another, he's the Melech al Kol Haaretz. He's involved in this world in a very detailed way. So, when we say Ata Kadosh, Rishim HaKadosh, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are distinct from this world. Rishim HaKadosh, there's a difference between Ata and Shimcha. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the Midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do not know anything about the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what do we know about him? All we know about him are his Midos, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and is manifest is clear in this world. We say, those who say Anim Zmiros, what do you say at the end of Anim Zmiros? Dimu Oscha V'lo Kefi Yeshcha. What do we say? Anim Zmiros V'shirim Ero. It's a very deep thing, even though little children sing it, it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a very, very deep thing. And according to the Gra, it's a Shevach Tal Kadosh Baruch on the highest level, and because of that, you're only allowed to say it in Yom Kippur, according to the Gra. Anim Zmiros V'shirim Erok. I'll say, Ke Lecha Nafshi Sarav. My nefesh yearns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'ayol taro galafike mayim. That's where it comes from. Nafshi chomdo. Batzel yodecha. Lodath kavos yodecha. I'd like to know all the secrets of your existence. Mide dabri. Bichvodecha. While I am talking about your glory. Chomelibi. My heart yearns, Eldodecha, for your love. Al kena dabe b'chon nechbodos. Therefore, I will talk about you, nechbodos, very high talk. For shimcha, in your name, achabeg, I will respect the shiri yedidos, songs of friendship. Asakur chavodcha, I will say your kavod, v'lo yisicha, I don't see you. Adamcha, I will approximate you. Achamcha, I'll give a name to it. Lo yadaticha, but I don't know you. So how do I do it? B'yad neviyacha. So I use statements, our tefillah is built from statements from the Nevi'im. B'yad neviyacha, b'sod avadecha. And from the Torah, and Torah Shebal Peh that we have in the Torah. Dimisa, I will approximate hadar kvod hadecha. Now, here are the two. Gedulascha uvurosecha, your godless and your gvura, kiyun, I gave a name to it, l'tokepulosecha, by the strength of what you do. Dimuoscha, we approximated, v'lokefiyeshcha, but that's not the essence of me. Your essence, I got it wrong. V'yashvucha, and we equate you, l'fima asecha, according to what you do. So what we are saying is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something we can never know. That's beyond us. The only thing we can do is equate in our minds HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his different manifestations in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world. And he manifests himself in this world by his actions. That's the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the different ways that we notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe different, we say. That's what we say in the davening on Shabbos. Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad. And all of them, somehow, that may seem different to us, in essence, come from one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's all one, it just manifests itself in different ways. So we say, Ata Kadosh, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are Kadosh, beyond this world. V'shimcha. And even your manifestations, when we understand how you manifest in this world, we understand that in many ways even that is beyond this world. Ukdoshim. And that's why a person who's too involved in this world and sees himself only in terms of his this-worldly existence cannot really connect to the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something beyond this world. When we look at a human being is a guf in the neshama. And being a guf in the neshama, a guf is the same guf as any other physical being, but it's a neshama. That's what elevates us. We say, Moto Odom in Habo, Haim Oyim Ki Hakawav, the Nusach Svarat says, Levad Hanashama Hatahora, except for the Neshama. Yes. But there are people who are so tied into their physical existence in this world that they cannot imagine another dimension of existence. This world, more and more the way it is descending into total physicality. People's identity are tied in with the physical being, who they are. They live to eat, they eat to live, they live to shop to live. It's the whole physical being is what possesses them. Someone who's so possessed of that doesn't realize another dimension. So existence cannot possibly relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's beyond this world. That's why we say Ukadoshim. And only people who realize there's something else beyond this physical world, they're going to be able to praise you, want to connect with you, want something to do with you. And normally we say HaKel HaKadosh. On Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, what we have, the Melech, he's a Melech, he belongs to a different realm of existence. And then what we have here is, because we said Ukdoshim B'chol Yom L'Chasala, that at this point in history, there's a small, select group of people who want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the minig of Ashkenaz and Sfar, is, we say, V'chein Tein Ba'achducho, and the minig of Teimonim, which the Rambam says, Yesh Noagim, and that is saying V'chein Tein Ba'achducho, the entire seven other days are Aser Shemei Tshuva. What is V'chein? Why? V'chein Tein Ba'achducho is a hakdama to HaMelech HaKadosh. So according to this minig, the Rambam quotes that the way Taman Yemenites daven, they say it whenever you say Melech HaKadosh. Ashkenaz and Sfar, not Tamanim, say it only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What is it? We say today we're a very small group of people. People in Makkah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose goals in life are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose greatest achievement is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedoshim B'chol Yom. V'chein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe that in the future. Remember, the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, Avos, Gvuros, and Kedushas Hashem, there is no bakasha in them whatsoever. It's not allowed. And therefore, this is not a bakasha. This is a statement of belief. We believe that someday, which is B'yis HaGoel, you will give your pachad, Hashem Elokein, you, right now you are our God. But in the future, al kol ma'asecha, on all the entire Bria, the entire cosmos, by Moscha, and your fear will be felt, by whatever you created. And as a result of your initiating, making your presence more felt in this world at some future date, as a result of that, that you will give your pachat and your ema being felt by the entire creation, Yeruchu Kol Matzav, everyone will fear you. Yishtachu Hanechu Kol Abruyim, you to bow down to someone is to accept them as an authority. See, there are people, there are lots of people who have some sort of a belief, and a lot of not only non-Jews, a lot of Jews, a lot of Orthodox Jews. Yeah, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's some very theoretical idea. It's not an integral part of their lives. it's not that they feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Shulchan Aruch begins with the words, the idea that Ramo begins, Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Yisrael. Keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of my eyes the whole time. Ravid writes, Nizagdomet Bala Nefesh, that why do we need Mrs. Maisius? It has to be every aspect of human life is meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, subject to His rule. In anything we do, we say, but it's subject to your rule, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We sit down to eat, it's not time sitting down to eat. Make a bracha, it's kosher, it's not kosher, it's this, it's that. You buy clothes, it is shatnez, it's not shatnez, it has $4 kavos, it doesn't have dollar kavos. Every aspect of life. The idea of accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the authority in real terms, that's what mitzvahs are about. And at that point, everyone will accept you as their authority. Kabbalah so malchus shamayim, that we say. What is it? How are we supposed to begin the day and end the day? Understanding our position in this world against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is a melech, o malchus shamayim. That is how Shtahu Kol Abruim. Yeso kula magud echos. And at a certain point in life, people stop and realize, what's the reason for all the machlokas between people? Different people have different goals, just generally revolving around their self-interest. And they view other people as impediments to achieve those goals. Because of that, they get into fights. Because they view everyone as just a means to achieve their goals. But when we are accept the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that our tachlis in this world is quote Shemayim, and my whole existence is justified, the degree I can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and continue to quote Shemayim in this world, so then we're all on the same page, we're all on the same goal. If you have a group of people working on a project and the success isn't their individual success but the success of the project, they work together. And if the project is to realize Kodesh Shemayim in this world, Yosu Kulam Agudachas Lasos Ritzoncha, to do your will B'Leivog Sholem. It doesn't say Leiv Sholem, it says Leivov Sholem. What is Leivov? What's the difference between Leiv and Leivov? The Marxists. Mishnei Yitzrecha. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. Interesting thing we have in the morning davening. It says, "V'rotzim fanecha Hashem lokeinu v'lokei v'lseinu. Shetar gileinu b'sar v'secha v'dabkeinu v'mitzvosecha. V'al t'v'yeinu l'uli d'cheik v'lodi aveira." We say this every morning. V'al tash l'bonu Yetzer Hara. Let the Yetzer Hara not control me, not rule over me. Harkeinu me'odaro me'chavayu. V'dabkeinu v'yetzah hatov. And make me dovuk v'yetzah hatov. V'chov es yitzreinu v'hishtabaloch. And bend and force our yetzer to be meshubit to you. Now that's interesting. We talked about a yetzah hara, keep us away. And we talk about a yetzah hatov. What should be Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, you train them, both of them. And sometimes a person has a Yetzer Tov. I want to give tzedakah, I want to do this. But somehow, there's a lot of ego that goes involved in it. You say both the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra should be Meshubik to HaKadosh Baruch. So what do we ask for here in this bracha? What do we believe will happen someday, and we want that to happen as soon as possible, is L'asa Shetzoncha, when will everyone be Ba'aguda Echos, in one group, when both the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara are showing a complete, and his entire goal is to serve HaKadosh Baruch. Because we know that even today, when it's not manifest in this world, Hashulton Lufanecha, you have the power, you have the rule, you are ruling this world. But there are two ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules this world. One is behest upon him, and one is begili upon him. Behest upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing behind the curtain, arranging it all. And we don't feel it, we don't see it. It's there, but it's not there. And sometimes it's so hidden, we can't even feel it. We say, we know, theoretically, even today, Hashotol v'necha, oz v'yodcha, v'gru v'necha. But it's hidden. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's become more manifest. U'v'chein, once the entire world will understand the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rule over this world, then the position of Klal Yisrael will be a totally different position. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Malachim. Okay. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Malachim. Vatilova is my Mashiach. When the entire world will recognize and accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael will be in a totally different position. That's the message that we are supposed to convey to the world. Lamecha, tihilo l'reyecha, v'sikvato v'od ha'shecha, v'pizchon p'elam yachlanoch. At that point, you'll be a simcha l'atzacha. Eretz Yisrael is a confusing place. Israel is a unique place. But it's not a land. Yerushalayim is not a city. It's a makom of kedusha. Eretz Yisrael is distinct from all other lands because it's a makom kadosh. Yerushalayim is distinct from all other cities. It's a makom kadosh. Harabayis is distinct from all other places because it's more kadosh. Many places that is it. Esa Kedushas is an ascending ladder of Kedusha in this world. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is unique. To take Eretz Yisrael without Kedusha is to turn it into something it's not so special. There are other countries that are just as good, if not better. Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha is unique. There is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, someone once asked the Brisker Rav why he spoke Yiddish and didn't speak Hebrew. After all, the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos says, "Evizorbi mitzvakala kibachamura." What's a mitzvakala? To medabel lashon hakodesh. It's Yerushalmi. So you speak lashon hakodesh. So why do you speak Yiddish? There's Gurav answer, if you take it, look at the Yerushalmi in its full context. Yerushalmi says, call it Dabi Loshan HaKodesh, Dabi Eretz Yisrael, the Oath of Chum B'Tahara, and it says a certain bracha will happen. Speaking Loshan HaKodesh, it's a Madrega. Being Eretz Yisrael is a Madrega. But only if you're Ochel Chul in the time. If your everyday life is Kodesh V'Tor. Eretz Yisrael has a school, has an ability to enable us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and Lashon HaKodesh also do tzedakah. But it depends where you're starting from. If you start from Roch HaChulam B'Tahara, every your life of Chulam that you do is done B'Kedusha B'Tahara, then Eretz Yisrael Lashon HaKodesh enables you to connect to them more. Israel is a wonderful place. Has to be utilized. But it's utilized in the direction of Kedusha V'Tahara. So then it'll be a simcha v'atzech v'sosn l'yirecha. U'tzmichas keren l'dovid ha'arecha. People have a talk about coming of Mashiach. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is going to be realized, will be as a goel, be as a Mashiach, Hashem Yimloch or Olam Voyad. Say Tiva Emo, Visita Emo, Bahar Nachloscha, Mochon Shiftacha Baal Tashem, Nitash Hashem Konu Yodecha, Hashem Yimloch Olam Voyad. Which is be as a goel. Be as a goel is the end of the process. Mashiach is here, Mashiach this. A lot of Mashiach talk around. Mashiach doesn't happen. We make it happen. But how do we make it happen? Not by doing stupid things in Harabayas. No, that's not going to bring Mashiach. Mashiach happens when Klal Yisrael work and building up their Madrega step by step till that Madrega of Kedusha V'Tahara demands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, we're at a point that Mashiach can now come. Without the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, without Klal Yisrael being in a certain madrega, Mashiach doesn't come. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be manifest in this world, and people accept his authority, then the purpose of Eretz Yisrael as a Mokum Kadosh will be fulfilled. Yerushalayim, purpose of Yerushalayim as greater Kedusha will be fulfilled. We say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That it grows. That build up brings the development and growth of Mashiach. Okay. Now, and at that point, Tzadikim Yerushmochu, V'chol HaRisha Kula Koshim Tichla. Once people recognize and it's clear and obvious who's running this world, how the world's being run, then evil just dissipates. There's no point. People realize that they're on the wrong page. All evil empires will just crumble when people come to that realization. And at that point, Kashbohu will rule over the world. And still, Kodoshat, but you're beyond the world. Okay. That's a Melech HaKodosh. Melech HaKodosh is not the world the way we live in it today. It's the way the world will look someday when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus will be established in the sense that people will accept it, they'll fulfill it. And that is, and they'll understand that the basic goal of this world is beyond this world. That's the Melech HaKadosh. Melech beyond this world. But then, we have another bracha. Melech HaKolopas. The way the world runs today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaKolopas. Okay, now what does that mean? So that we discuss and elaborate on in the Bruch of Malchus. The Bruch of Malchus begins not with Olenu. Olenu is the Hakdom to the Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. And how do we begin? We begin, we as Klal Yisrael carry a very heavy burden in this world. But we first recognize and accept it and appreciate it. That's Olenu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol. Give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch. L'Otzeis Gedul L'Yotzei Breshus. Now that heavy burden that we carry in this world by being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative in this world, we proclaim a unique message. Lo Mirubcha Mikol Amin. It's not that we're so big. Chosak Hashem B'chem L'manachem. Ki'atam Amat. We're small people. So, how do we evaluate ourselves? That we have this burden of the one whose goal, the people whose goal in this world is to clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message to this world. We first and say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch for giving us that. Olenu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol. One is our obligation, L'Shabeach, to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Adon HaKol, the one who rules everything. Says Gedula Yotzei Bereishis, he created the entire world. Shlo Son Kugai Aratzos, he didn't make us like everyone else. What is our uniqueness? We're smarter, we're richer. We're what? Shehemish Tachim Levelerik. They bow down to nothing. Nachlekul Mishachim Ognefim Melech Malchim Malchim Malchim. And we worship him. And what they worship is Hevel and Rik. Emptiness. Nothing. And we are the ones who carry the message of the one who is no Tishamayim V'Osaretz, who created this world, Moshe V'Karo, but is distinct from this world. He is the only one who Elokeinu Enod, he's the only one who rules us. There's no one else. What he says is MS, and there's no one else. He rules this world, and there's no one else. He knows no father. This is the general Hakdama. We'll go through these brachos, specifically focusing initially on the standing of Malchus next week.